This is Carla Trobeck, and welcome to today's session. The topic we're discussing today is why it's time for your RIA to step up your IT security game. And more specifically, we're going to talk about how off-the-shelf IT services and support leaves your critical data and IT at risk. Today, we're talking to David Kakish. He's the president of RIA Workspace. Hi, David. Can you share with us who this podcast is for and why it's important for RIAs that are listening?
Hi, Carla, and hello, RIAs listening to us. If you're an RIA with anywhere from, let's say, 5 to 25 employees, this is for you. You'll want to tune in. You'll really want to tune in if you are using Microsoft email at your RIA. There's two fundamental problems that you face that I talk about on a regular basis. The number one problem that you face is that a lot of times you're working with a local IT person or an IT company, and that IT guy doesn't get you because you seem to be like a small client. Maybe you have 5, 10, 25 employees, whatever that number is. And the IT guy just treats you like any other client. What he doesn't understand is that you're managing maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. And so things like security and compliance is really a massive thing for you. You've got fines, you've got the SEC, you've got all sort of things to deal with. And if you don't get this right, it's really a big problem. And in some ways, these are the least of your concerns, because if you don't get these right, you're essentially out of business because clients don't want to be working with you. And so as an RIA, you need to be treated differently. You need a different approach when it comes to your IT services and support. The other big problem that I see out there is that a lot of RIAs, actually most of them, are using Microsoft email, but they're not using all the other enterprise class security features that are available to them. And the analogy I like to use, it's kind of like you've got this beautiful car, you just never used the air conditioning because you never knew it was there, or you never turned on the radio or connected your iPhone to it or anything like that, just because you didn't know that it was there. So that's the analogy that I use. And what's amazing is if you're using the Microsoft email, there's all these enterprise class security features that are available to you. For a lot of you, it's probably free and you don't know it. For some of you, you might have to pay an additional fee to get that. But basically, what I see a lot is a lot of RIAs are paying for third-party tools that are subpar, and they're not even getting these enterprise class features. And historically, these have always been available to very large businesses, but in the last couple of years, they've really been available to a small RIA with 5, 10 people, whatever that number is. And so, anyways, those are kind of the two big problems that I talk about that I see out there that are challenges for RIAs. And so by the end of this session, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to share with you how in 5 minutes or less, you can quickly and easily get your IT security and risk score. And basically, take 5 minutes, get your score, and if you do great, congratulations. This is a validation that, hey, you're doing pretty well and you can probably sleep better at night. Now, if you don't get a great score, you're going to have some very specific tangible things that you can go and you can go back to your IT person and you can improve. And so we put this tool together called the 5-Minute IT Risk Scorecard. And at the end, we're going to go ahead and share with you how you can go ahead and get your own score. And with that, you can get your PDF. And so stay on until the end. But Carla, I want to come back to you. There's a question that we sometimes talk a lot about internally. And sometimes we debate ourselves, are we just trying to scare people or not? But I think this is a very legitimate and applicable question for the RIA listening to us.
Right. I mean, I think lots of businesses think about this, but especially RIAs. I mean, that big question, what would happen to your business if there was a security breach? What would your clients do, or, what would your employees do? How would they all react if that happened?
Yeah, and I know people love to talk about the fines and being SEC compliant and things like that. And, all that is good and dandy. And yes, that should be the case. But when I'm talking to RIAs and when they're thinking about this, in some ways, this is the least of their concerns. And what I mean by that is really what their concern is going out of business, or if there's a security incident, their clients would leave them. And so the statistic that's out there that's for general small and mid-sized businesses is that any of these businesses that have a security breach, they never fully recover within 6 months, and over 60% don't recover and go out of business within 6 months. I'm pretty sure, I don't have a statistic for RIAs, but I'm pretty sure that number is a lot higher. And I guess the question, you know, that you want to ask and honestly ask yourself is, hey, if you had a security breach at your RIA, what would your clients do? I know with my financial advisor, if I found out about that, I would be very worried and I would just go and change them up, find a new advisor to work with. And I would not continue to work with that same person because I'm very concerned about security and compliance when it comes to that. So, and again, you know, this isn't designed for us to, you know, really scare you. And, you know, there's plenty of things out there in the media and things like that. But what we really want to do is we want to answer that and have an honest discussion with you is, if you did have a security breach, think about it. What would happen to your business? What would your clients do? And I'm sure it's in the back of your head, or maybe that's one of the things that keeps you awake at night. And we've devised a tool, and again, we'll share it with you at the end, that you can quickly, within 5 minutes, get your own custom score, and then you can actually do something tangible about.
Right. Well, so David, you talked earlier about the fact that there's some fundamental problems that RIAs are facing when it comes to being underserved with respect to their IT. So can you expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, you know, you're working with an IT guy or IT company or an IT provider. And again, that IT provider doesn't get you because to him or you seem like a small client. You've got 5, 10, 25 employees, whatever that number is. And what's happening is that IT person, that IT company is just treating you like any other client. What he doesn't understand is that you're managing millions of dollars, and these things like compliance and security are exponentially more important to you. So you at, let's just say, 15 employees as an RIA, you're a lot different than the other business that has 15 employees that's in your same building or down the street. Yet that IT provider is treating you the same. And so what happens is, again, fines, SEC, compliance, all these things are exponentially more important for you than they are for that other business. And the analogy I like to use, it's almost like a 1-to-4 ratio, where in another business, it's 4 people. In the RIA, it's 1. And so if you're an RIA with about 10 people, you're probably equivalent to another professional services business with 40 people when it comes to security, compliance, and IT risk. And it's hard for an IT provider to wrap their heads around that because they're still treating you as a 10-person shop. So that IT consultant is continuously treating you as small potatoes. And yes, you might be small in terms of number of employees, but you manage a lot of money. And maximizing things like your security, reducing your IT risk, as I said, is exponentially more important. And they just, the local IT provider or off-the-shelf IT services, they just don't seem to get that.
Right. Okay. So David, let me change gears a little and ask you about something else you talked about earlier. So you mentioned that most RIAs are using Microsoft email, but that they're not using the advanced or the enterprise class features, the security features. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Thank you, Carla. Based on what we see out there, and this is an estimate, we haven't done any surveys or anything like that, but probably over 80% of RIAs are using the Microsoft email, right? It could be called Hosted Exchange, Microsoft Email, Office 365, Microsoft 365. You know, there's a lot of different names that's being used. At the end of the day, you're using a Microsoft email, whether it's directly through Microsoft or through a Microsoft partner or whoever it is. And going back to the first point is, a lot of these IT providers don't understand some of the enterprise class security features that are available that as a small RIA or a mid-sized RIA, you can go ahead and you can use and you can leverage. I'm going to give you like one simple example. A lot of people are using the hosted email by Microsoft, maybe something like Teams or, you know, email and calendar and, you know, the office applications like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, etc. The file sharing that they're using, something like OneDrive, we classify that as consumer class file sharing. It's not enterprise class. There isn't some of these other things that's there. Let me give you another example. Secure single sign-on for web-based applications. A lot of people are using, you know, what's coming with Chrome or third-party tools or anything like that. Microsoft has that available. They've got like the next generation clientless VPN. Many, many RIAs are paying a third-party tool for things like email encryption, archiving, retention, and auditing. And that's something that's available within the Microsoft platform. And if you go back just really only 5 years ago, a lot of these things would have cost Actually, I'm going to go back 10 years because I worked on a very specific opportunity 10 years ago, and it had to do with something called data loss prevention. And what that is, it's basically saying, hey, we want to make sure that, you know, our files and our emails are secure. We don't have employees accidentally emailing or saving things accidentally or even intentional. And I remember this was like roughly about 10 years ago. I worked on an opportunity, and it was in a larger business. And I remember that solution was over $100,000 to buy it, for the licenses, to implement that and do all that fun stuff. Today, a small RIA with five people has access to that same thing. The challenge or the analogy that I use is it's kind of like a plane. You've got a plane, but you know how to drive it, but you don't know how to fly that. And sometimes what you need is you need the right pilot to help you fly that plane. And I don't want to throw too many technical terms to confuse you as a listener, but there's a ton of enterprise class security solutions and options available on the Microsoft platform. And you know, if I were to bet, I am pretty sure that you're not using, I would say, 80% of them. It's very rare that we start working with a client and that client is using all these advanced features by Microsoft. As a matter of fact, more often than not, they're using less than 20% of these things that are available. And for some clients, they've already paid for it, the licensing's included. For other clients, the fee to get that is just so minor that it's sort of a no-brainer. Anyways, that's something that I see a lot that these RIAs are doing. You're leaving money on the table, but it's really less about that. It's more about you can get a better enterprise-class security solution with Microsoft without paying for a third-party tool. And those are some of the things that you are able to do. So that's something else that I see quite a bit, Carla. Does that make sense?
It does. And so RIAs need, like, their security requirements need enterprise-level solutions, and sort of that off-the-shelf option that they're probably getting doesn't to meet that requirement. They're not enterprise level.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. So if you think about a typical RIA, 12 employees, right? That's a good size in terms of headcount. You know, assets under management, that varies largely depending on the kind of RIA that it is. But what happens is you're at 12 employees, you're being treated as a small business. And so some of the security solutions that you have, yeah, of course you have an antivirus and you have a firewall and you've got, you know, some of these basic things. However, you don't have some of these, again, I'll use that, you know, data loss prevention. Vast majority of RIAs don't have that. They don't know what that is. We work with our RIA clients to have that. And the point behind that is, do you have a way for your employee from accidentally uploading confidential information to Dropbox? Most RIAs don't have a way to do that. Do you have a way so that if your employee accidentally sends an email that contains sensitive information, account numbers, social security numbers, things like that, that you're able to catch that and stop that? Again, sometimes these things are intentional. More often than not, they're not intentional. Most RIAs don't have that. Do you have a way? Yeah, I'm going to stop because I could go on forever with specific examples, but you get the picture.
Yeah, it's a step above, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So we want to give the listener something tangible that they can actually put to use in their RIA. And I know that you and your team, you've come up with the 5-minute IT risk scorecard for RIAs. And so can you tell us a little bit more about that and how the listener can use it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the goal here is for you as a listener to actually walk away with something tangible that you can do in your RIA. And what we did is, you know, it took us many years to actually develop this because we were going to our own clients saying, hey, listen, we want to maximize your security. We want to minimize your IT risk. And, you know, like typical technical people, we're using a lot of technical jargon and this and that. And it was just overwhelming. They're like, yeah, we write you a check, just take care of it for us. And we thought it was important and imperative for us to communicate some of these things in a simple way that they don't have to be an IT professional. And so we actually came up with the 5-minute IT risk scorecard. And basically, it's four questions, and you go in and you answer these four questions. And each question basically has 9 components. And so you select those things. And so what we've done is we've broken it into 4 pillars. Pillar number 1 is email. And so we'll ask you, you know, we've got a question about email, and you just hit select all that apply. pillar number two is security. Again, same thing. We ask you a question and then you select all that apply. And if you don't know what it is, you just don't select it. Pillar number three is applications and data. And then pillar number four is infrastructure. And the whole concept is you don't have to be a technical person. You don't have to be an IT whiz or anything like that. But within 5 minutes, you can go in and you can take this IT risk scorecard and you can actually get a custom score. And then at the end of that, if you want, you can put your name and email and we'll send you the PDF and we'll send you your score. And so you can actually take that score, you can give it to your IT person, you can give it to your compliance person, and you can basically say, hey, listen, out of 100, you know, we scored 70. And here's some areas that I think we'd like to improve. Let's go ahead and give this checklist to our IT person, our compliance person, or you know, you can come to us too, and we're happy to help with that. But anyway, so the idea was you don't have to pay an arm and a leg to get your IT risk scorecard. You don't have to be an IT whiz. You don't have to meet with a bunch of, you know, IT professionals and lawyers and things like that. You know, take 5 minutes and get your score. And I guess in some ways, I guess it's a playoff of, you know, that Geico, is it the Geico commercial? You know, 15 minutes can save you 15%. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
But the idea is to just keep it really simple for, you know, somebody working at an RIA firm to get that score and do something about that.
Right. And what a great tool. I mean, you could take the scorecard now, find out how you're doing, identify maybe some areas where you have some weaknesses, make those changes, then go back, you know, 8 months, a year from now and take the score again and, you know, see how you've changed and see how you've minimized some of those risks.
Yeah. And if anything, it's just a validation that, hey, you're doing really well and, you know, maybe you can sleep better at night. Right. And vice versa, if you're not doing so well, at least you're identifying the areas that you say, hey, these are the areas that, you know, we want to improve, but do them in plain, simple English language where you can kind of wrap your head around that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let me just recap a couple of things really quick, and then I have a call to action for you as a listener. And again, maybe the main point I want to recap is, you know, as an RIA is, and why it's time for you to step up your IT security game. Basically, it's, you know, what we had talked about is how off-the-shelf IT service and support leaves your critical data and IT at risk. And the logic behind that is, if you're using something off the shelf, if you're, you know, you're working with a non-specialized IT firm that doesn't fully understand the RIAs, there's a lot of things that you may not be getting that's available to you, or you're paying a lot of third-party tools. Bottom line is, as a smaller mid-sized RIA, 5, 10, 25 employees, you can get the same tools, the enterprise class security tools, and reduce your IT risk that these very large financial institutions are doing, and you don't have to pay an arm and a leg to do that. And so my call to action for you as a listener is, number one, go get your own score. It's free. It takes less than 5 minutes. Just go to www.riascore.com. Again, that's www.riascore.com. If you want us to help, or you want to contact us for a free quote or anything like that, we would love to do that. Just go to our website at www.riaworkspace.com. We'd love to help. We provide cloud and managed IT services for RIAs, typically 5 to 25 employees. And the idea there is we can be a one-stop shop for your IT services, both in terms of a platform and in terms of IT services and support.
Sure. So a big thank you to everybody for listening to this session that's been brought to you by RIA Workspace. We hope you found the information helpful. And just a reminder, you can get your own IT risk score at www.riascore.com, or you can also go to www.riaworkspace.com for more helpful tools and resources for your RIA. So thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you, and have a great day.